watch Raw last night, Snooki. I know that you were part of WrestleMania a couple of years ago. I got to start off asking you about that. What was that experience like, and do you want to come back to WWE once Jersey Shore wraps up?
So WrestleMania, I always say, is the best experience I've had with this whole opportunity of television business. It was just an amazing feeling. It was so terrifying, but at the same time, I was so excited to prove the crowd wrong, which I did. So I always tell them I'm ready to come back whenever you want me. I'm just waiting for that call.
All right, Dina. Well, hopefully they can get you in there too. You girls could do maybe a tag team match against right
meatball
on
tag team.
The meatball tag team would beat Asuka and Charlotte. That's what I would think. I watched the 2-hour special. I had a bunch of people over in my apartment. I don't know if you guys realize, you probably do, but the popularity of the Jersey Shore coming back. Are you enjoying sort of being in the spotlight once again? And not that you never were not famous, but basically being like, you're going to go out in the streets and people say, oh my God, I watched that episode. Are you enjoying being back in that light?
I think just the fact that we have the opportunity, we're grateful for. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, going into the house, we're like, oh my God, this is happening. Let's enjoy it and have the best time ever. And me personally, for being a mom of two kids, I'm a stay-at-home mom 24/7. So to have the opportunity of no responsibilities and just be a hot mess again, I was excited for it.
I'm the same age as you guys, 30, and one of the things that I basically have a difficult time maintaining is the weight and physique I had when I was 23, 24 years old. If I go out and I have 10 Tito's and clubs, I pay for it in the morning. You guys are not only partying, but you're making public appearances, you're taking care of your kids. How do you maintain sort of staying healthy as you get older?
Oh, it's hard to tell right now.
It's just like, watch what you eat and, you know, exercise.
I mean, for me, I was in the gym twice a day with my trainer, killing it. And I haven't been to the gym in a month, and I'm feeling it, and I feel terrible. But that's just due to, you know, promoting the show. You know, we went to London, to L.A., mm-hmm. home, and then back to L.A. Especially traveling is, like, the
yeah,
worst.
It's hard to get back into.
So it's really, really hard. You just need to watch what you eat.
And especially for us meatballs. We're short.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Curvy.
Yeah, we're literally, I'm 4'9". Dina's
5'.
5'. So if we gain 5 pounds, it looks like we gain 20.
Same.
So we have no torso. It's the worst. So that's why we work so hard in the gym. We just haven't been able to get there because we've been so busy promoting.
Yeah.
You guys have been very supportive of Sammy's sweetheart. Nicole, you were hanging out with the Sammy mannequin in the first episode. Can you guys give us a little tease if Sammy's going to be returning to the house this season?
No, Sam's really just over the entire situation of filming. She's just ready to get back to her normal life, and she just really didn't want to relive the past.
Was it at all difficult during this filming season? And I had asked the situation, Mike, when I spoke with him last week about, you know, his newfound sobriety. He's been sober now for over 2 years. If it was difficult to be around you guys while everybody was drinking, and he certainly said that he had his challenges there. Did you ever have moments where you kind of said maybe we should scale it back a little bit because we don't want to have Mike feel bad that we're enjoying alcohol and he's not really able to?
I mean, yeah, like, Mike always told us, he was like, please, like, don't act any different towards me.
Yeah, don't make it a thing.
Just live your normal life, because he didn't want to feel awkward also.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were his biggest support system. He was there with us the entire time, and
we always made sure he had Red Bulls in the club.
Yeah,
and
we always made sure he had his drinks of choice. Like,
but we always made sure he was okay.
And we would always go up and be like, Mike, you good? You want to, like, dance? And he's like, I'm good, guys. He would dance.
Yeah.
He was an amazing time.
Yeah.
Now, when you guys filmed in Seaside Heights, again, I did my senior prom there years ago. I'm a Jersey guy. What was your favorite spot to hang out when you would go to the Jersey Shore? What was your favorite club?
Well, me and Nicole liked the small little bar on the boardwalk, EJ's.
Oh, EJ's. It's the
best. It was like, kind of like a hole-in-the-wall bar.
I love hole-in-the-wall bars. I love dive bars.
Me too. Mm. So that was our favorite spot. Like, not many people knew about it.
Yeah. But we loved it because if we woke up and we were like, hey, let's day drink, you can go there at 9 a.m. and have a drink.
Yeah, and they were so nice.
And there were so many people there drinking at 9 a.m.
And there's a jukebox, so you could, like, put on your favorite song.
Oh, I love dive bars.
It was great.
We have the new season now in Miami. Do you guys miss the Jersey Shore? Do you wish that you could have filmed there? I know that you didn't because of the weather and it was too cold, but do you kind of wish that maybe? No, you don't.
No, no, no. We do miss it. We feel like, you know, we got picked up for season two. So hopefully.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll make, bring it back.
Yeah,
that's our turf, you know.
That's our heart and soul.
And I would love to do it there, honestly, because then I'd be with my kids mm-hmm. and. You know,
her
I won't miss them.
Visit.
Yeah, because I can't do that long period of time without my family again. So we're hoping it's in Jersey. Hopefully Seaside lets us back in, and we can do it there.
Yeah, even if it's just like a couple of days at our old shore house,
mm-hmm.
you know?